Hey everyone, it's Beauty. I just wanted to introduce a new series here for the boudoir. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm a hopeless insomniac, so I thought this was a good time to do it. It's fairly quiet. There's no fireworks going on, which was a problem earlier. So this seemed like a really good time. I will warn everyone, there's probably going to be a little bit of noise. I have kitties and they are chasing a bug in the background, so they're probably going to be a little bit loud. I do apologize for that. So this new series actually came about because I was talking to somebody about some of my older audios as we approach my 50th audio, which will be posted. I believe my next one is my 50th. So, you know, talking about some of the older ones, the person I was talking to has not been around since the beginning. They're fairly new to my content, and they were saying they didn't realize I had, you know, this type of audio or that type of audio, or they'd never heard this one or that one. And it made me think that there are some that I've done that newer people to my content wouldn't be aware of, especially because I don't have a content table yet and I am working on that. The Reddit content, the Reddit tables, sorry, are just awful. And so I'm working on a web page to link to. But the person that's helping me with it is a little bit busy at the moment and it's going a little bit slower than I would have liked. So the thing that I thought would be interesting for the boudoir would be a little bit of a spotlight series on some of the audios from earlier in my journey. I know I say earlier, it was only 3 months ago. I still can't believe that I've only been doing this. July 13th will be 4 months, and we're already rounding on 50 audios. That's how much content I make. I think it's a little excessive sometimes, but here we are. I think the spotlight series will be a great way for me to introduce older audios to my newer audience. Anybody that hasn't been around since the beginning. So the first one I wanted to start with, because when I started thinking about doing this, I thought, okay, which ones do I want to bring forward? Which ones am I most proud of? Which ones do I think, you know, people wouldn't necessarily find on their own, or, you know, should they be looking at? And one of the ones that came to mind was When the Party's Over. And it's my Dom Drop audio. It's one that I released, I think it's my 7th audio, so fairly early. It's one that I received a request for actually back right after. Actually, I received the request for it before I even posted my first audio. I received the request for it, and at first I was going to say no. I wasn't going to do it. I didn't think I could handle it. Dom drop is not something that I was 100% familiar with. I knew what it was. I knew, you know, how it worked sort of from a basic level. And I understood sub drop, obviously, but I didn't sort of know how it worked from the other side. So I was originally going to say no. I didn't think that I could handle it with enough care, enough compassion to do the audio justice. Especially because it would have to be an improv piece or a written piece by me. There wasn't a script for this, right? So I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, and I didn't want to just say no, because first of all, I was afraid of coming across as rude. So that was something I sat with for a couple of days. And then I thought, you know what? There's a lot of information in the community, in the BDSM community, in the audio community, just from people that I've talked to, that I could probably do the research and pull something together. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know what, I wonder if this type of thing even exists. Is this something that I could, you know, listen to other things and maybe create sort of a basis for? So I did some research in the audio community, and there wasn't a whole lot that popped up. There was a few shorter pieces. There was a couple here and there, but nothing like what this person was asking for. This person was asking for a really in-depth, you know, comfort audio for a dom addressing very specific things. And from the research I was doing, I wasn't finding anything that met those requests. So I dug in further and I started researching in the BDSM community. What is dom drop? How do you deal with it? What does it feel like? What do you need from your sub when it happens? How is it different from everyone? What are the potential needs? Because I know in sub drop, sometimes you need to be coddled and sometimes you don't. Sometimes the affection of your dom is what you need, and sometimes it's the last thing you need. It just depends. It just depends on what, you know, what you're feeling in the moment and how you're coming down from that. So, and dom drop would be a little bit different from everything I was reading because, you know, the mindset is a little bit different. The expectation of comfort for the dom instead of from the dom is different. So after I had a chance to dig in a little bit more, I thought, you know what, this could be a really important piece. It could be really something that might make an impact for somebody. It would certainly make an impact on the person that requested it. And so the the idea for this was born. And I spent about 2 weeks doing further research. This is one improv that I did have a lot of notes on. I scribbled it out. I, you know, wrote out key phrases, things that I wanted to include, just that I heard in my research, just from talking to people, things that I had read, certain pieces that I wanted to make sure I included. The chocolate was a big one. A lot of people kept coming back to the sweets, which I know is a big thing in the sub drop side. Having sort of the comfort food and the water was a big thing. And the one thing that I found really interesting was asking for consent to touch the person in that scenario. Because one thing that one of the doms I talked to told me was there are moments that if his sub had even tried to touch him, he would have just, it would have made it so much worse. So the consent there, the consideration in that moment was really important that I wanted to capture. So these are all things that I was aware of. And the thing that I was also aware of is it's very, very different for everybody. It's a very unique experience. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to make it universal enough that everybody would be happy with it. I mean, doing audio, doing any kind of performance, you're never going to make something that makes everybody happy. It's not going to happen. But I was hoping I could hit enough of the beats that the majority of the people listening would be happy with it. The person that requested it wanted a DDLG dynamic, so it became a daddy scenario, which in hindsight, I maybe wouldn't do that again, because not all, you know, dom sub relationships are DDLG, but it's there. There's a few daddies in there. And then the thing that I think the misstep, I don't know that it was a misstep. Actually, I think that it was really important for this audio to start with a rape scene. Mainly so that the drop made sense. Coming in and just sort of coming in on the drop, you didn't really understand what was happening and why, if you were listening to it from a narrative perspective. So it starts at the very end of a very intense scene, and it's just a couple seconds of choking and you know, the noise associated with that, and then the orgasm, and then the come down. So it's only the first, I think it's like a minute and a half, 2 minutes at most, that is the actual scene. And then it's like the rest of the 30 plus minute audio is the actual aftercare, is the dom drop part. But I had to include that to sort of make the scene make sense, because I didn't want to come in sort of just in the throes of it and be like, oh, by the way,
Here's the aftercare for the thing that nobody knows what actually happened. So that part was a creative choice, and I think part of the reason that that audio didn't get more attention is because I had to tag it as rape. I had to tag it because of the intensity of that scene, and I think that scared a lot of people away. It overshadowed the aftercare. I also didn't know enough about tagging at that point, or as much as I do now, to tag it properly. Looking at the tags on the post, I would have tagged it very differently. There's some things that I would have added. I would have actually tagged it a lot more than I did. Because looking at it, I tagged it in a way that warned people of the bad parts, but didn't really tell them enough about the good parts. Yeah, the aftercare is there, the reassurance is there, but I didn't focus enough on that. Didn't go into what that actually entailed. I also didn't make it clear in the title what it was. It's tagged as Dom Drop, but if you don't read the tags, you just read the title, you wouldn't know that. And some people don't read tags. So again, there were some things I would have done differently to get that one more attention, because it didn't get the attention that I expected, because I didn't know what to expect, but the people that I was talking to about it and the people in the community that knew it was coming, it didn't get the attention that they expected it would get. I never go into an audio really expecting it's going to get a lot of attention. I'm still surprised any of you listen to me at all, to be honest. But there was an expectation building around it for the people that knew it was coming, the people that were beta listening to it and were helping me sort of craft it. And they were surprised that there wasn't more attention paid to it. Even now on Soundgasm, looking at the play count, it's still relatively low compared to a lot of my other audios. It is niche, I understand that, and I'm okay with it, you know, whatever audience it does find. At the time that it was released, though, the thing that stuck with me the most and the thing I'm most proud of and why I think it jumped out at me as the one I wanted to start this series with is the messages and comments that I received, more the messages, because this one didn't get a lot of public comments, but the private stuff that I got was absolutely phenomenal. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail just out of the privacy, respecting the privacy of the people that did message me, but just the gratitude for this audio in general. That I wasn't expecting. That was something that made it all worth it. There was one particular message that I received, and I've since spoken to this person and gotten the okay to talk about it. The message was that the person does a lot of one-off scenes, so not a long-term committed relationship. So in those scenarios, I guess the aftercare is different. Again, I don't know. It's not my experience. But when it's not somebody that you're in a long-term stable relationship with, the aftercare doesn't always happen, especially for DOMs. So this person said that having the audio to go to after a scene was just, I can't remember how they worded it, but it was basically, this was something they were needing, and it gave them so much comfort, and it gave them so much, so many positive things to be able to just turn this on and get lost in it after a scene that made them experience drop. That, I'm really inarticulate at 3 o'clock in the morning, apparently. That in and of itself was so positive to me, and so I became emotional. I'm getting emotional even thinking about that one. That to me was the reason that audio exists. And it's probably the reason that I'm so proud of how that one came out. The response that way, that was the the vein of a lot of the feedback that I received privately was just a lot of gratitude for that kind of thing. Not that situation specifically, obviously, and again, I'm not going to go into it because I don't have permission, but a lot of the feedback was very, very positive, and got a very emotional response from me, and understandably not something that people would post publicly. So I totally get it. But I just wanted to bring that one up again when the party's over, and I've linked it in the post, just because I don't know how widely known it is in my catalog. You know, when I look at the ones that people know me for, my friends to lovers, script fills tend to be, and my improvs tend to be the ones that people associate with me. There are some real hidden gems in my catalog that may have flown under the radar for whatever reason. And that's what this series is about. It's my spotlight series, and I'm hoping to put one of these out per week, just to bring some of these audios to the forefront and just to remind people that they exist, or just to introduce them to a new audience. So that was my intro to When the Party's Over as the first entry in the series. And I hope that if you haven't given it a chance and it sounds like something that you'd be interested in, or that you get some benefit from, because it is a comfort audio. It is, it's not a sexual audio. So if you go into it looking for that, the first, like, I think 30 seconds is an orgasm, and the rest of it is completely non-sexual. So if you're into that, then that's what you're looking for. There it is. It's a different type of audio than what I typically make. It's special, and I hope that it can reach as many people as need it, and that's really all I can hope. So that's it for this edition of Spotlight. I'm going to stop rambling because it's really late and I should probably sleep. I have a ton of editing to do tomorrow for a very, very special project that's coming, but I will talk about that more when I'm allowed to and when there's more detail on it to talk about. The next exclusive content will be dropping very soon as well, so stay tuned for that. Thank you, as always, for sticking with me and for being as wonderful as you all are. And you'll be hearing from me again soon.